The rejected bonds would have built a $245 million jail with space for 2,500 inmates. They would also have paid for a processing evaluation center and medical facility with mental health care for inmates. Sheriff spokesman Lieutenant John Martin says they don't believe the voters understood the full scope of what the bonds would have provided. He says it's about more than just jail cells.
We are bumping up against our capacity here within the existing jail facility, so obviously there's a need for more bed space. But in addition to that, the new facility was going to greatly expand our medical and mental health care capabilities as well. So it's much more than just an issue of bed space.
Martin says losing the bond issue means the county will also lose some money the city of Houston was ready to kick in to help this project.
You know, one other thing that's important to point out is apparently the city of Houston had some funds that they were able to contribute to this project right now, and I don't believe that those funds are going to be available in the foreseeable future. So, you know, the failure of this bond proposal to pass also means that we are not able to take advantage of some of the opportunities that were available.
Lieutenant Martin says they're not sure what they'll do now because the jail population just keeps increasing. He says clearly the Sheriff's Department will be forced to make do with the jail facilities it has now and hope for a better outcome the next time they submit a bond issue to the voters. Jim Bell, Houston Public Radio News.